The Force is with you, young Skywalker. But you are not a Jedi yet.
The dark side of the Force is a pathway to many abilities some consider to be unnatural.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah. You will be. You will be.
You underestimate my power!
Hey, how's it going, everybody? This is Sean.
And Sarah.
And welcome to my Future Husband Face Fucked Podcast.
Spoiler cast.
Pew Pew Edition.
That's pretty funny. Redo it.
Pew Pew Edition.
No.
No, that's the hot take right there.
No, redo it.
Hell no.
Pew yeah. Pew. Redo it.
Pew Pew.
Redo it.
Pew Pew.
Redo it.
No, that's the one.
No!
It's like that forever. Anyway, so we saw Star Wars The Force Awakens. We were some of the first people in the country, I'm assuming.
I guess?
Well, not really. I guess a lot of people, a lot of people saw it earlier in the week, all the journalists.
Well, it was funny because the people were behind in line. I guess they had family in, the New England area. And they were
I think the earliest showings were 7 o'clock.
Yeah, and they were explaining how their kids, because they were, an older couple.
Yeah.
And, another guy, they were talking, and it was, they're like, yeah, our daughter waited in line for, 3 hours to get in.
See, that's the thing, when you live in a small town, you trade off, right? You trade off culture, you trade off the experience, but when a big, giant movie's open, you get in pretty easy.
Yeah, we did pretty
good. And you get, good seats, and you don't really have to wait in line for hours. I mean, we waited for an hour, but we didn't really have to.
And we got perfect seats.
Yeah. If we, we just did that to be on the safe side, but, we wouldn't have had to.
Yeah, because we're trying to get your brother to come, and we would have had, a whole row to just, because there was, a row of 4 seats.
Yeah.
That would have just been the family, so.
But anyways.
And it was, up until what, maybe?
10 minutes before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that did not fill up to, 10 minutes before. It was pretty crazy. Pretty crazy stuff.
We were sandwiched between some pretty interesting conversations, let me tell you.
Yeah, we had some teenagers behind us.
Early 20s. Yeah.
Young millennials.
That were making some funny conversations. Sean wasn't really paying attention, I was.
No, I wasn't.
It was pretty funny, though.
I respect people's privacy.
Oh.
I'm joking.
And then the ladies in front of us, I don't know how to explain them. What was I calling them last night when we were talking cows?
The cows in front of us.
They're housewives, office ladies.
They're daughters, seemed like 2 mothers and 2 daughters.
Oh, I think the three ladies.
The girl in the end, the youngest one was there's an albino woman, which is not something you see every day.
Oh my gosh, Sean.
That's something, Star Wars, bringing everybody together. It's the magic. It's the magic of Star Wars. The power of the Force, bringing the albinos out into the wild.
Woo!
Oh, from the wild.
Out of the basement.
Yeah, that was her. That's what they referred to each other
as. No, but the other 3...
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know.
This is not interesting to anybody.
I don't know. It was funny.
Debate, who's... That albino didn't have no daughter?
No, the albino did. But the other 2, they all worked in an office with those suit guys in front of them. So
okay.
You missed that whole conversation.
I did. I missed it.
There's a whole row of guys in suits.
My bad.
Yeah, goddamn. Get off the Twitter.
That was the best part of Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Actually, yeah. No, the best part was every time a male character came on the screen, the woman would go,
The largest of the women.
Every time.
Wait. Every time. I was like, not everybody's hot. I mean, come on.
Well, and then she went Chewie, really loud. It was pretty funny.
Not everybody's Poe Dameron. You know what I mean? Oscar Isaac. That's some eye candy right there. He's a handsome dude.
Eh.
You don't think Oscar Isaac's a handsome dude?
Eh.
Even when he, his ex machina?
Oh, he's like dancing? Hipster when he's a hipster?
When he's dancing around?
Nah, not really.
No? Not an Oscar Isaac person, huh?
No.
Yeah, but do you think, Gael Garcia Bernal?
Yeah.
Is that the man's name?
Yes.
That's who you think, some fucking crackhead looking dude.
Oh, shut up. He's not crackhead.
But Oscar Isaac. Is it because, you're not racist because you like that Spanish gentleman.
No, Gilgar Spinal's pretty eyes. Why are we talking about this?
Because of your pew-pewing of Oscar Isaac. Yeah.
Pew-pewing of Oscar Isaac.
So anyways, yeah, we saw it.
Yeah.
What'd you think? What are your broad impressions? We've had like kind of a day to sit on it. Basically, it was almost 12 hours ago. We saw
one of my coworkers. Or 24 hours ago. One of my coworkers or fellow managers at work saw it. She gave it an 8.
8 out of 10?
12.
8 out of 12.
Yeah, her scale's a 12.
Because like, of the parsecs. Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, I'm sure that's why. Made the Kessel Falcon? Run. I understand the Kessel Run joke, but I'm not sure that's why she made that joke. I said, like, a low 7.
Yeah, I would say 7-ish. That's, like, being generous, kind of.
Yeah, because apparently... I found out today, later in the day, as we had our day to sit on it, Sean and I were apart for part of the day, you know, work and stuff. Sean had time to stew on it, and he ruined it somehow, which I have not had a conversation with Sean about yet, so this will be pretty funny.
Oh, you just start kind of thinking about it more. I mean, this is well, really, no, like...
You always overthink everything, though.
I do. So. But, like, this is more just, like, movie nerd stuff in terms of, like, it's not Star Wars nerd stuff. It's, like, how do you construct a story?
Yeah.
And, like, how do you introduce characters? And, like... But the more you think about this movie, the more, like, shallow it kind of shows itself to be.
Yeah.
And which is kind of fine. Like, when you walked into this movie, like, what did you need this movie to do, like, functionally?
Yeah.
What did you need it to do?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, because I went in...
What was your barometer? Like, it has to be at least this level of quality. You know what I mean?
Well, okay, because I went in with... I automatically had, like... I didn't set my bar too high. I try not to do that, especially with, like, franchise yeah. movies, because there's nothing worse than paying, like, whatever amount of money you pay nowadays to go see a movie and then just being bummed out afterwards. So I try to keep it pretty low. I mean, I knew I wanted to see, like, some good action scenes. Like, I knew I was like, I just want to see at least one, like, you know, interesting fight or, like, you know, sequence of, like, action.
No, I mean, well, I don't no, mean that specific. Oh. I mean, like, in general, like...
I just wanted to...
To me, it had to be entertaining.
That's what I agree with you.
I didn't really care if it was, like, the best movie in the world.
No, I didn't... I think I'd agree with you. I just wanted to be... I didn't want to be either, like, really annoyed at how bad it was, and I didn't... I don't know. I was, and I didn't have a ton invested in it. So as long as I, like, could sit through it and be okay...
Yeah.
Because I do tend to get impatient with movies sometimes. Like, I get really antsy, so I...
Movie moves pretty fast. It's a pretty quick
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Hours. I was hoping that was like, paced to a point where I wasn't either bored or it was just, like, totally...
It's actually probably part of the problem. The movie never stops.
Yeah.
Because you were literally going from one, like, set piece to another set piece.
Like, lots of swipes
with
real
like,
fast.
With, like, 2 minutes of conversation in between them.
Yeah.
And so there's no, like, character development or... I mean, the person that gets developed the most is Han Solo.
Yeah.
And even he, you feel like he kind of gets the short end of the stick in terms of, like, big emotional moments. So there's, like, two opportunities to have, like, big emotional moments.
And they kind of fall flat.
And they fall really flat. Like, when he first meets back up with Leia.
Yeah.
Like, those first few moments are fine. But then, like, once they start talking about their son, which they had...
It's very...
Which I feel like... Is another thing, like, it's weird, like, it reveals to you that that's Han Solo's son in, like, kind of a throwaway
yeah.
conversation with Kylo Ren and Emperor Snoke or whatever, Commander Snoke or whatever, Snoke.
I think it's Snoke.
Snoke or Snope.
I think it's Snoke.
The big CGI giant man.
Yeah, that was another thing I talked about at work, was I was just kind of, like, my coworker's, like, husband was really let down that there wasn't, like, another, like, really cool creature. You know what I mean? Well, no, like, kind of like your Jabba the Hutt or just, like, another cool creature. It was just kind of... And I said... And then she brought up Snoke. And I was like, yeah, wasn't that weird that, like, it was, like, a weird big CGI thing? And she was like, yeah, we said the same thing. That was just kind of like, eh.
Yeah, I don't understand why he was CGI and not just a guy in makeup. Like, I mean, because he's not really that big. They're looking
I know,
at,
it's
like,
a hologram
or whatever. You know, the future Skype thing that they're talking to.
Mm-hmm,
that,
yeah.
The dark side is always talking to each other over future Skype.
It's kind of like the,
It's like he's really in the room with us.
No, it's like in,
Skype, powered by the dark side.
What am I thinking about?
It's like Tupac holograms.
Why am I blanking out right now?
It's like what?
Oh, in the Marvel movies with, Thanos? Yeah, that he... You know, he's always, like, broadcasting to them over these, like...
Kind of, yeah, and he's... Well, I mean, they actually go see Thanos.
No, I know, but for parts of the movie, they're, like, talking to, like, the hologram him, and, like, it's just like, oh, well...
Well, I mean, well, Thanos is another character. It's like, well, why is this a CG character?
Yeah,
I guess
because
he's got to be so big, but then at the same time, you're like, motherfucker, you ever seen The Hobbit?
Right.
Or not The Hobbit, rather. I mean, Lord of the Rings, not The Hobbit. Yeah, The Hobbit. Everybody
was just getting. I was just getting ready to laugh because I was like, no, not The Hobbit.
But yeah, that was it was just weird. Like, you have Andy Serkis, like, let the guy just be in a movie for once.
And
like,
he's creepy looking.
Like, well, Andy Serkis is a good actor.
No, and he is, but I'm saying he's also creepy looking, so that would have lent to a good makeup job.
Okay.
For being a Sith Lord.
If you think he's creepy looking.
So,
okay, on record, don't think Oscar Isaac is handsome.
Oh, God.
And you think Andy Serkis looks like a creep.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, it was just because... The worst part about it was that it looked bad. Like, it looked corny. Like, the CG just looked corny.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Lupita Nyong's, like, character, the Yoda stand-in. She almost looked like she stuck out. Like, she wasn't photorealistic.
Yeah, because I guess we're kind of all over the place
right now.
That's
okay. Whatever. It's a spoiler cast.
Yeah. No, because they go into that cantina scene because, as our friend Timothy commented to me today on Facebook, he was like... Oh, you mean the New Hope remake?
That's true.
Yeah. I agree. Which might have also been why I kind of liked it, I guess, because I love A New Hope.
Well, that's the thing about this movie, is like, it's kind of like restatement of purpose. What is Star Wars? It's like redefining Star Wars.
Yeah.
And I think what they went back to is like the safest route possible.
Yeah.
Where like, we're gonna hit like all these aesthetics that you recognize.
But not really.
You're just gonna... It just feels familiar.
Yeah.
It just felt familiar.
Like an old glove.
Kind of, yeah.
Except for OJ.
And it's tons of callbacks and, like, almost too many callbacks. Like, it's a little irritating,
by the time you get to the cantina, it's just kind of... I was expecting that band to be in there, like, burp, 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 burp. I was like, oh, really? Like, you know.
They have an equivalent. Everything has its equivalent
character.
No,
I know, but, like, because...
There's no R2-D2, so they have BB-8. Like... C-3PO, I don't know who's...
Talk shit about BB-8. I thought I was gonna... I was like, oh, another weird robot. But I kind of liked them.
No, it's...
Because like, I love R2.
They're entertaining. It's an entertaining
thing. I wish there would have been, like, a... You could translate what they're saying, and I wish BB-8 would be like, Father, when he talked about when he saw R2. That'd have been really cute. Anyway... No, it's a cantina scene, you're right, because they did have a lot of, like, riff-raff and,
but
like...
they had practical, like, monsters in
that's
there.
That's what I was getting ready to say. It was like, you had a lot of the riff-raff, but it was, like, all practical, and then that fucking bug-eyed lady, you know...
Yeah, I can't remember the character's name.
I can't either. Yeah. That's terrible.
Not really.
That shows how important she was.
But I'm just not, like... I don't know. Like, because I was kind of... I saw some potential spoilers, like, a year ago.
Yeah.
I never really kind of... And then I kind of stayed away from stuff for the past year.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I'm not into the lore and stuff like that. But I guess let's go back kind of towards the beginning of the movie. I thought the movie was, like, really abrupt.
How so?
I feel like it's kind of, like, supposed to be, like, the old movies, right? So it's got, like, kind of a serial format.
Yeah.
In a certain way. So you kind of are, like, introduced... Like, all the Star Wars movies start, like, mise-en-scene. They start in the middle of something happening.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at the character name.
Like, so...
I thought you were still talking. My apologies.
Well, you just look like you're looking at your phone. But anyways, but they start, like, mise-en-scene, so they're, like, in the middle of something, and... Like, I think the first Star Wars got away with it, because it's really simple.
Yeah.
It's really like, here are the bad guys, they're clearly the bad guys, they look like Nazis, and then there's the rebels.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the dichotomy. That's it.
No, yeah.
There is nothing else to understand. Now we have, like, there's the remnants of the Empire, there's the First Order, there's the New Republic, and there's the Resistance.
Yeah, can I tell you something?
So there's, like, four different factions going on.
And the, what is it, the new one?
The First Order.
The First Order, they even do a Nazi salute. It's kind of crazy.
Which, oh, I'm fine with that.
No, I know, but I was just I was just like, whoa.
So, it's like, the universe is much more, like, complex than it was when Star Wars started.
Well, obviously.
So, you could get away with it. Like, you understood everything you needed to understand within 30 seconds of seeing the Empire. You see Darth Vader. You see, like, him board that ship.
Yeah.
And, like, and then the whole thing with Princess Leia and stuff, like, sending
RPG. So you feel like they'd introduce a lot of...
It's the same... Well, they do the same scene, basically, in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, but I'm just... So you're saying there... It's... Yeah, it's more an expansive of a universe, but they don't do a good job explaining it?
They didn't do a good job explaining anything.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
The
character is Maz Kanata.
Oh, Maz Kanata, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I think, like, it's part of, like, the commerce of Star Wars, the fact that, like, I think you have to read, like, all those tie-in books and stuff, the new canon stuff.
Yeah.
Like, all the comic books and the books, and they're like, oh, you want to know what the New Order is? Oh, you gotta read this comic book, or read this book. You know what? Fuck that. Like, I have
it's
no
like
interest.
Like, the new 52.
Zero interest in reading Star Wars. Like, you know what? I tried to listen to the audiobook of Star Wars Aftermath.
Yeah.
It's fucking terrible. Like, I have no interest in reading any of that shit. None of it.
I apologize.
I like the Star Wars movies, that's about it. Like, I don't go any
deeper
than
some
that.
Of the books are good.
It would be okay, like, if it wasn't required reading. Like, that kind of irritates me. Like, with this, the movie should stand on their own, like, and that stuff should be extra.
Yeah, no, that's how it was.
Well, because there was nothing else.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, like, even, like, the prequels, right? The prequels. I don't have to watch the Clone Wars cartoon to, like, understand what's going on in the prequels.
Or do you?
Even though they're supposedly it was in canon, it's in-universe, like, it's happening in between movies, like, but I don't have to watch those.
Yeah.
To understand, like, some basic fundamental
stuff. The basic
stuff.
Things, right.
And I think kind of it drops the ball with that stuff. Like, just...
Yeah, because you don't understand how stuff. These... Especially with, like, the Resistance and stuff, like, and explaining all of that.
Well,
like,
you don't understand why they exist in...
Yeah.
In tandem with the New Republic. So where does the New Republic stand in this universe? Like, what is it?
Yeah.
You know
no,
what I mean?
No, I agree. I absolutely agree.
So I found that kind of frustrating. Just no. As, like, when I thought about it, I was like, really? I don't really know what the fuck's going on. Like, I have no idea what's going on.
Or, like, what happened in the world? Well, you kind of do, but, like, where... Yeah, how it all kind of...
They don't tell you. They literally don't tell you. They just said, like, oh, the First Order, like, they just... You know, and then they have their new stormtroopers. There's still a clone army.
Yeah.
Because Commander Hux or whatever, Domhnall Gleeson, or whatever that guy's name is.
I realized once I was looking up that other character's name, I realized who he was. He was the guy in...
Frank. And Ex Machina.
Yeah. I realized
Black
that.
Black Mirror.
Yeah, I said Black Mirror is what I was going to say. I just because I guess I didn't... He had that hat on, so I didn't really... He's super, super pale.
He was good. Like, I'll say this. I thought, like, everybody was pretty good.
Mm.
Acting-wise. The only person I got kind of was let down by was John Boyega. Finn. I just didn't think... I thought, like, I don't know if it was his performance or his direction. Like, I couldn't tell.
So you're laying it on JJ, possibly? No, but I agree. Like, the jokes weren't that funny. Like, I don't know, it kind of fell...
Well, it wasn't, like, the jokes, it was the delivery.
You think?
Like, there wasn't enough pauses in between stuff. Like, he was just, like, jumping on people's... It felt like he was, like, jumping on people's lines, because basically he's just, like, exasperated, man.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that, we were talking about that. He does just kind of seem like... I always thought he was getting ready to hyperventilate.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Because I think he's supposed to be kind of the audience avatar to a certain degree.
Yeah.
Like, he's the one that's kind of learning about stuff, and he's in the audience shoes. Like, he's super excited to be part of Star Wars in a meta sense.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, that's, like, the thing with his character.
In
like,
a weird way...
Like, he gets to pretend to be a Jedi, but he's not really a Jedi.
In a
but
weird...
he gets to use the lightsaber, like...
In a weird way, that is Rey, too, though, because she... She got excited about, like, how Han Solo was the smuggler, not the, you know...
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so I think they were just, it's like the, like, I guess they're the meta example of, like...
Well, because, I think it's more like, because she's the actual hero, and Finn's not.
Racist.
Yeah, it's too super racist. Finn's not really the hero, though. Like, he's heroic, and he's kind of like, if we were visiting...
Honestly,
as an audience, if we were, like... Or as a person, you get to visit the Star Wars universe, you wouldn't be the star, you would be the sidekick at best. And, like, that's, I think, where Finn is the audience avatar. That's what I guess. I thought she's more distance, even though I thought Daisy Ridley was really good.
Actually. She did a good job.
She was great. Like, she's going to be a great, like, Luke Skywalker, like, new Luke Skywalker, like, stand-in. I thought she'd be really good at it.
I agree. She did a really good job. I was curious to see how that would pan out, having, like, a...
What, have a girl?
Yeah, like a main, like, because, I mean, you have Leia as a main character, but not, you know.
No, I think, see, like, to me, I don't know, I just never really thought about it. Like, I didn't think it mattered to me. Like,
I was no,
like,
I was, okay. I didn't have any doubt. I was just curious to see how that would, you know, be.
Why?
I don't know, I just was. I don't know.
Okay.
It wasn't like there wasn't any, like, feminist thought behind it or anything. It was just, you know, I was just curious to see what they would do with it.
They didn't do anything. She could have been a dude. Like, and I guess that's the point.
Yeah.
She could have been a guy just as easily. Like,
just like Brianna Tarth was there. She was a stormtrooper.
Captain Phasma.
Really, that was a waste of a...
Yeah. I hope they, I guess, hope they do something with her in the other movies, because, like...
That was a waste!
It was a super waste. It was a total waste. She does literally nothing. And, like, I feel like this movie was, like, we were talking about how it's, like, it goes really quick. It's a really fast-paced movie.
Yeah.
I feel like they there's a lot probably on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, you said that, especially within the first...
The first, like, hour feels, like, cut to shreds. Like, there's just connective tissue just, like, missing.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, yeah, I know, like, why it would be end up this way, why this, we would be here, but, like, I didn't get to see how we got there.
Yeah, it's kind of like ADD, like, huh,
in a
huh,
weird,
huh.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. Even, like, I guess, like, in that, just jumping off that your ADD thing, like, the movie has no focus, it has no, like, follow through with any of the characters other than, like, Daisy and Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm. I like how you call her Daisy.
Or Rey. Yeah, her name's Rey. They're the only ones that have, like, real complete arcs.
Dude, Kylo Ren was awesome.
They have follow-through. And they're kind of, I think they're going to be, they're basically the stars, of the new stars of
yeah.
the Star Wars franchise. Like, they're the new thing. It's going to follow, I think, Rey and Kylo Ren. Like, they're going to be the major components. Because Kylo Ren is more of a character than, like, Darth Vader ever was. But the guy that, yeah. like, got kind of the short end was Finn.
Mm-hmm.
Finn is really inconsistent.
Well, maybe
like,
the
he's
next...
too. He's got like he's having panic attacks because he can't kill people, and he's disgusted by war. And then 5 minutes later,
he's killing people,
killing his brothers.
Yeah,
his brothers in arms, his like adopted family, because they get taken from wherever when they're kids and they're trained to be stormtroopers.
Yep.
So that was just like really weird. And then he has no problem any shooting guns, fighting, whatever. Never a problem.
Blowing
again.
Stuff up.
And I guess like the logic is like, well, now he's doing it for the right reasons. He's on the right side of it now, so he's okay.
But
with
it still is weird, especially because he like part of it was because he had one of his like dying brothers like smear blood on his helmet, and that's when he started to really like
started freaking out.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he just turns around and is like, "Die, motherfuckers!" Bop, bop, bop. Or pew, pew, pew. Sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
Apologize.
Well, that's, like, a thing, like, I kind of thought they were going to connect, like, his journey was going to be, like, have to do with, like, kind of Captain Phasma.
Yeah,
and getting over, like, the kind of the trauma of Stormtrooper training. And then I feel like I was, like...
they set you up for that, and then it just,
well,
nothing.
They set you up that, like, oh, the Stormtroopers are human beings. Because not only is this not the clone army, like, these are just kids that got taken from their
yeah,
families.
And, yeah,
and then they're just, but then they Train. Just go back to be cannon. They're just cannon fodder.
Yeah.
After that. This is the first Star Wars also, like, after every, like, major, like, battle scene, there's, like, dead stormtroopers all over the place.
Yeah.
If you noticed that. I don't know if you noticed that. They're, like, laying all over the place, like, dead.
Everywhere. No, I know.
And you're like, whoa.
They even show up places, and they're already dead stormtroopers.
Yeah. Dead stormtroopers for sale. Dead stormtroopers
well,
everywhere.
Well, they really can't hit anything, to be honest, usually, so.
Yeah, they don't have very good aim.
Very truthful. Very truthful, then. But, I don't know. Kylo Ren was awesome.
He was great. Yeah.
That voice kind of creeped me out, which is good. It should have.
I thought, like,
No, because like, it had the power behind it that, like, they wanted with Darth Vader, but it's not as gimmicky. It's more intimidating.
It's more that he's, like, a creepy kid. Like, a creepy person.
He's Andy Serkis.
Yeah.
No.
I'm not a creep. Creepy is probably not the right word.
No, I found it intimidating. Because it's, like, very, like...
He's really unhinged.
Menacing.
And menacing, yeah.
That's the Phantom
Menace.
He was the Phantom Menace
all
along.
He was the Phantom Menace all along. No, but he just... Yeah, like, in an unhinged way. Like, in a way that, like, he's unpredictable because he's emotionally unstable.
No, and I liked, too... I brought this up to you last night.
And he knows he's emotionally unstable.
Yeah, and I liked last night... Like I said to you last night, I liked that when he took the mask off... They like the way they modulated his voice still carried over.
At all.
No, yeah. I know what I'm saying. It's like he still had that like kind of weird like cadence and drawl, and, like, pace to it. Mm-hmm. Oh, cadence. But you know what I mean? Like, that was cool to me because it was not... It's not like when they did Darth Vader and it was, like, completely different. But that's what made it, like, really, like, to me, like, more, like, I guess menacing Zord we'll use now, or just... To me, it was intimidating, though. Because mm-hmm. it was just still kind of like, he's kind of fully, like, starting to embrace it. Like, well, you know what? Well, fuck it. Like,
well, it's unique in the sense that we've never seen a Star Wars character proactively fight against being a good person.
Yeah.
He's the first person proactively, like, rejecting the light. I want to be a bad guy. I want to embrace the dark side. And there's a weird, like, and I'm assuming this will be his larger arc in this new trilogy. Like, we'll discover why he feels that way.
Hopefully.
You know, and obviously, you know, he, at the end of the movie, he kills Han Solo. As a thing of, like, I need to cut away, like, my life.
Can I ask you, I know we predicted that was going to happen.
I've been saying that for years, ever since they got announced. I was like, $5, he's dead.
How did you feel when you saw it happen, though?
Nothing, because of the way they shot it. They shot it, like, shitty. It didn't build up very well. You knew it was going to happen.
Oh.
I mean, like...
I still got a little sad. Do you know I got sad?
I got choked up when... I got choked up at a couple... Because Harrison Ford is the best part of this movie. To me, he was.
No, R2-D2, obviously.
Get the fuck out of here. Get out of town. No, I was so happy that Harrison Ford just acted like he gave a shit. And I felt like that he's actually playing his character. Yeah. His old character. Like, actually acting kind of that annoyed, excited, like, Han Solo. Like, cracking jokes and talking shit with Chewie. Like...
Yeah.
It was great. But when he says goodbye to Leia, like, before he leaves. And you know he's gonna die.
Yeah, and the way she nuzzles him.
No, because even though you're crazy and all this stuff, like, I still, like...
Miss you all the time.
I still hate it when you leave.
Like, yeah, that was...
He's like, that's why I do it. Like...
Yeah, because you miss me.
Yeah. Aww. So, like, it was a good moment, and then he kind of tears up when he's hugging her, and I was like, kind of like, I felt a lump in my throat. Not, like, actual tears well, but that was pretty cool.
I think I had, like, a corner of one eye get wet. When, you know, seeing Chewie, like, so...
React to Han Solo getting the sword.
Because I did have that fear that Chewie was going to end up dying, too. Like, because the way they go into that last room where they end up...
I thought Chewie was going to, like, suicide mission himself. Like, he was going to hit the hit the detonator.
And just stand there. No, I thought he was going to, like, they were going to that room, and then, you know, Chewie get caught up in it, and then Chewie would be, like, a casualty, and then Han would die. Or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was trying to prepare myself just in case, but I knew if that would have happened, I probably would have just lost it. I think the whole theater might have lost it if Chewie died. Like, you know what I mean? Especially that lady in front of us.
Riots.
Burns it down.
Burn it down.
No, I probably would have cried.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Because Chewie's just like Chewie. You know? No. You understand? Like, you know.
No, I know Chewie.
Yeah. He's got a character without even having dialogue, really.
No, he's great. I love Chewie. And he was actually another character that was like, oh, it's just like Chewie. It's Chewie. Like,
Chewie had the funniest scene to me was involved Chewie when he was getting checked out by the medic. And he was like, kind of like, oh,
yeah. And she was like, that sounds terrible.
No, she was like, yeah, you.
That sounds really scary.
Yeah, that was really, must have been really scary. You must have been so brave. And he's kind of like, yeah, yeah, you know? And it's just like, because that's Chewie, you know? Like,
yeah, no, there's some nice, like, moments like that. Like, this,
oh, like,
some,
three, like, they definitely got 3PO.
There's some, I mean, there's some of the stuff, like, some of these scenes are, like, good in a vacuum. They just didn't, like, connect very well.
Well, together. I mean, maybe if we watch, you I know, mean, like, go I, see it again.
Gotta see it again, for sure. We'll definitely watch, obviously, I'm gonna probably end up watching another 50 times in my lifetime. But, like,
yeah.
Like, so, I mean, this is just, like, a first impression opinion.
Yeah, that's, I mean...
And, like, I was entertained, but I was kind of underwhelmed by it a little bit. Like, I really was, because it felt, like, really ramshackle. There was something just, like, rough about it. Like, really rough. Like, in the editing and the way that, like, the no character development. No, like, I don't know
I didn't really
any
like...
of these people. Like, other than, like, the fact that they're, like, surface level enjoyable to watch.
Kylo Ren, though, was, like... He had a really good, like, they started to develop him really well. So I guess I go against what we said earlier. Like, I feel like he actually, they spent a lot of, like, that's the...
Yeah, because that was his, all of the focus on him was, like, him reacting to what's happening. So you get to see, like, kind of how he feels. And you see kind of his struggle. And he's the only person that really has that opportunity.
Yeah.
Everybody else is like, go, 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 go. Gotta run to the next action scene. Run to the next set piece.
Yeah. No, and that was aggravating.
It's too much. And then there was,
actually, my second favorite scene that I, like, keep kind of replaying in my head, I talked to you about it.
Yeah.
Was when he does kind of, like, the choke hold on someone that Darth Vader would
do. Oh, yeah, there's some cool
but
shit.
But he, like, drags him across the room to where you can see his, like, tiptoes. Like, this guy's, like, tiptoes dragging across the floor. That was fucking awesome. Like, I remember when that happened, I was like, whoa. Like, that was cool.
I think I said this to you last night. Like, Kylo Ren does the things you remember Darth Vader doing, but Darth Vader never actually did any of that stuff.
Oh, because he's...
Like, it's the impression that Darth Vader left in your mind.
I will honor you, grandfather. Actually, that was kind of a cool scene, too, seeing that, like, the melted helmet.
I wish they had saved that for closer to the end of the movie, because I think, like, you robbed...
They revealed that...
Han Solo of, like, emotional moments, like, kind of talking about, like, that he feels like a failure as a father, and that's why he left.
Yeah.
That's why he left Leia, which is kind of fucked up. They don't have, like...
It's mentioned in,
like...
They're like,
ah, you do what you did, and I did what I did. You know how it is. Like...
All the crazy 70s. What? Me and my Coke fingernail.
You gotta go get your trash, and I gotta leave this army. You know, we're just who we are. Like...
Yeah, that's actually really funny.
I mean, you're just like, really? Like, I don't buy at the end, the last time I saw Han Solo... That Han Solo is gonna be like slip back and just into being Han Solo. That you met in Star Wars, the original New Hope. Like,
no.
It was a little contrived in that sense. Like,
a little bit. But I don't know. I was pretty. I kind of liked it. That's what I said, a good 7.
No.
Oh, stop.
No!
No! Oh, yeah, I was really happy, too, that in this we got our no scene. So I think that's going to be a new Star Wars tradition.
Yeah.
There will be a scene where a character very exasperatedly says no or repeats no over and over again, which we can thank Finn for.
Yeah.
When they take Rey. No! No! I've known you for 2 days! No! He just wanted to get it in.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
As it stands right now, J.J. Abrams' best Star Wars movie is still Star Trek 09.
Oh, snap.
I mean, Star Trek 09 is a much more entertaining movie. It's got probably more plot holes and, like, makes less sense, but it's just a lot funner.
So you don't think...
But it also, but see, with that movie, like, in this movie, like I said, it's just, like, there's too much, like, shit. Like, it's okay to, like, hit the brakes and let them have some fucking time to, like, talk to each other.
Nah.
Like, get to know each other a little bit, you know?
Justify why Finn is, like... Besides that, like, Rey was kind to him. There's obviously, like, other developments and... I don't know. That was kind of really fat. Like, I kept saying, like... I know you didn't really agree with me. It's like, Nicholas Sparks is Star Wars. Cause it was
I didn't think,
like,
it was that bad.
Oh, I don't ever lose the light. And, like, da-da-da-da-da.
That's just corny, like, Star Wars shit. Like,
no, I know, but I just...
It's been cornier. Like... Nicholas Sparks is like the prequel, like Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, yeah. Actually, never mind. I take that
no,
back.
No, because
yeah.
I'm so in love with you.
Mm.
You mean love has blinded you?
You're going to recite the whole movie now?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned in to the one-man performance of...
Attack of the Clones.
And this is our actor, Sean Deegan. Enjoy.
Now you gotta sing in the background, though.
Oh, no, sir!
Oh, shit.
I actually had someone private message me about... I had posted last night, what did I say? Thank heavens for Jar Jar Binks or something like that. Thank my stars for that Jar Jar Binks or something like that. And someone private messaged me, like, you're kidding, right? And I wrote, no.
Fan favorite Jar Jar is back and bold in Star Wars The Force Awakens.
And saucy.
Yeah, he just doesn't give a fuck anymore.
Misa likesa. It's actually just a Gungan porn. Actually, that's what I got really excited about. Remember I said to you, because I thought there were going to be Gungans when there were like a whole bunch of... The Resistance was
We've
coming.
We've seen them once. We don't ever need to see them again.
I know, but it would have been funny as shit. No, because it's like when the Resistance comes in, it's the X-Wings going across the water, and you can kind of see water spraying. I did look at you and was like, fuck it. Said no one else.
Who's a big doo-doo?
Said
Maz Katana.
Said no one else in the theater. Gungans.
Gungans. Look, the Gungans are just under the water.
Oh, it's like I just
under the surface.
I kind of just sometimes hope for stuff like that when there's all this like hype and excitement about things. Just like I was making a joke at work. I'm sorry for a sidetrack, real quick. We're talking about Game of Thrones, and a couple of us were talking about stuff, and I was like, it would be so funny if George R. R. Martin at the end did make Hodor like. King of like the Iron Throne.
Yeah, he's the key to it all.
And like one of the guys didn't get the joke, and I had to explain it, but it was like, I just love shit like that where it's like all this hype and build up and then something stupid like that.
It's the dumb ending.
Yeah, so that's why I was like hoping there'd be a Gungan or two. Be like, what? Like, so that's my piece about the Gungans.
I don't know. I mean, that's the kind of thing, it's like, it's just like original trilogy remix. But then like constantly being like winking to it, but then being like, but no, but it's different. If like, this isn't Tatooine, this is Jakku.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why, I was like, why not just make it Tatooine? Like, why?
Yeah, moisture farming on Tatooine, like, and it would make...
Because she could be a fucking junk hauler on Tatooine, like, why do we have to make the specification, like, no, this is different than
Well, and that's why, and that would make sense why, if that is Luke's daughter, why she was dropped off there.
Well, I think they did it because they're like, well, we gotta remember that Star Wars universe is really big.
So big that they had to
build... Two sand planets in this galaxy!
They had to build a map with puzzle pieces through two robots.
Yeah. Nothing simple. No. Nothing simple.
Oh, no,
You gotta remember, it was really far in the past.
Oh, I like how that one little piece that the B-Man had, they were like, this
BB-8?
Yeah. I just like calling him B-Man.
That was the first time I rolled my eyes, was when he gave BB-8 the thing, and he's like, basically says the same thing Leia says to R2, and you're like... I was like, I know that you guys are going to riff on A New Hope.
It doesn't need
to be that fucking
close. I was hoping he was going to record a message. Be like, hello. You are my only awakening.
I mean, I don't know.
Luke, hopefully you will awaken.
Poe Dameron, another guy kind of underutilized.
Yeah.
You know, he disappears for most of the movie.
And you have to really listen hard to find out that he's actually like... the, like, star pilot and leader and, like, one of the, like... You know what I mean? Like, yeah. One of the highest...
You just assume, I guess. You're like, well, he's...
Well, they say it for, like, 2 seconds in the, like, beginning.
Yeah.
We sent our best fighter, you know, our best pilot, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. But it was still, like... Well, okay. Well, what makes him that? He's no Antilles. He's not part of the Antilles crew. I was wondering if that the... I've seen the actor before. He was one of the Resistance fighters. He's, like, the kind of, like... chubbier guy with the facial hair.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I was wondering, I was like, is
he... from Heroes.
Yeah, I was like, is he an Antilles?
Maybe.
I was thinking that because I was like, kind of a family resemblance.
He might be. Why wouldn't they do that?
Red leader.
No, it's just like, but that's like, it's almost like they had like their original cast, which is like three main people.
Mm-hmm.
Luke, Leia, and Han.
Yeah.
Chewbacca to a certain extent. And they just, like, split their duties over 5 characters instead of 3 characters.
Yeah.
So Poe Dameron is, like, the awesome Luke. Fighter pilot side of Luke.
Yeah.
And then Rey is, like, the young kid.
Intuitive, like...
Force-sensitive kid.
Yeah.
Like...
Which, that was another thing, too. They didn't develop her... We were talking about this, like, with her Force ability and awareness... That was really weird how quick it came to her. When it takes everyone else, like, years of training or, like...
Well, I mean, because Luke had the same thing. Like, where he just could do certain stuff. Some stuff.
But,
not everything.
But how she... How, no, but, like, she, we said, like, when... So when she's in with Kylo Ren and realizes she can control the Stormtrooper, was it because of the stories and the myths she had heard?
Yeah, it's not specific about that at all.
Yeah, no, but, like...
Because she specifically uses, like, the Jedi mind trick. Specifically.
Right, so was it, like, the myths she had heard, or is it,
I guess that's what you're supposed to assume.
Or was it because, like, I said, like, maybe it is a far-stretch theory, but maybe it is because she realized, like, oh, I can get in the head of Kylo just as much as he can get in my head, and
She couldn't get in his head, she could stop him from getting into her
head. No, she got in his head, because then she said, you're afraid of not being as strong as Darth Vader, and that's and that's when he kind of lost it with her.
He's like, oh! Shit, girl knows my secret.
Right. Because I think she could see that in his head.
That's why he killed his family in that other movie. I'm sorry. Adam Driver. His first movie is called We Need to Talk About Kevin. It's like his first thing. It's a really good movie, but it's he plays a creepy kid who murders most of his family.
Nice. Nice. Oh, that was the other conversation the lady I work with and I had. She's like, and can I ask you one more thing?
Well, can I just...
we're in the South.
Can I just do one more?
She was like, does that even look like Han and Leia's child? Because he don't.
Look at that snot.
And then I made a joke. No, I made a joke. I was like, because I guess he looks more like a Fett, huh? And she started laughing. She's like, yeah, he does look a little like darker skinned. And I was like, I started to walk away. I was like, you know, like, I guess Middle Eastern? I don't know. Like,
oh, like the olive complexion?
Yeah. She was like, that does not look like...
he's Middle Eastern, that guy.
No, he's not.
He plays Django?
No, but he's got the olive complexion, but that... We're in the South, Sean.
I know.
But it was just really funny.
He's a New Zealander. He's a Kiwi.
Ooh.
Gotta play his Django.
Oh, Django. Oh my gosh, that's gonna be my next Halloween costume. Django. Wear like the armor, but then have like his sweet like fur collared jacket over it. Django. Oh my god.
It's just like.
No, but it was just funny because that was like where the conversation was like, well, does that even look like their kid?
Oh, come on.
I just thought it was fun. But honestly, the two.
How pedantic.
But it was kind of funny though because he is like, I know every time you see him, you think of me. And it's like. Well, why don't you just get, like, Harrison Ford's actual kid? I don't know. He didn't really look like his kid.
It's a
I'm being funny.
It's a movie. I'm cool with it. I was okay with it.
You're cool with everything. Except for... Sean's usually cool with everything except for the last 20 minutes of any movie.
Actually, you know, I thought the movie kind of got better as it went along.
No, I agree.
As soon as it stopped, like, being... when it was not riffing on the older movies and it was doing its own thing, like with Kylo Ren... And, like, when you actually got to, spend meaningful time with, like, Finn and Rey, like, it was cool. Like, I enjoyed that stuff. Even if some of it's a little contrived, like we said, Rey, like, just knowing how to use the Jedi mind trick, or knowing that she could even try. Like you said, like, what context did she have for this? Like, everybody thinks the Jedi are myths. Bless you.
Thank you. Excuse me.
Everybody thinks the Jedi are myths.
At this point. But it also, that makes me real, well... I don't know. It makes me curious to what led the world to become that way. Because it doesn't seem like that far in the future.
Well, it's 60 years from the prequels, right? Like, from the beginning of the prequels.
No, I mean, but...
And to me, like... Well, actually, no. 60 years for the end of the prequels, right? Or no. Is it 20 years between the prequels and the original trilogy? It's like 20-some years or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's 20.
I don't know.
You're just making shit
up. But anyways, say, like, 60 years. The Jedi, even though... I think the Jedi were more like... I don't think every... Because you got to remember, like... People have to, like, cross planets. Like, not... Most people don't leave
the planets. Oh, that's right. We're not on Tatooine. We're on...
No, but most people don't leave where they're from. Even, like, so if you thought of, like, each planet basically as, like, a state...
It's, like, insular, yeah.
You know, you just never leave. So you have, like, no awareness. Or their own country. Like, so you don't have awareness of, like, other governments and, like, really what's going on.
Oh, I absolutely do.
Oh, of course you do.
I actually have to end this podcast soon to call the president of Chile.
Yeah. Gotta get on the horn of the UN.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the Star Wars? Have you seen it? No, so, like, it, like, the idea that, like, not everybody was super hyper aware of the Jedi or even what the fuck was going on with the Jedi doesn't really surprise me. Especially, like, going off the original trilogy, like, there was no Jedi. It was just Luke. Nobody knew that, like, outside of, like, some of the rebels and stuff like that. Nobody knew there was a Jedi running around doing stuff. Mm-hmm. Nobody had an awareness of that, except people intimately involved. So, like, the fact that people are like, were they even, like, real? Like, what actually... It's like they knew they were real, but they don't know, like, what they were.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like what they could actually do.
Like a chupacabra.
Yeah. Like, it's almost like they looked at them, maybe, like, there's some distant idea of, like, an old government or something. And they're like, you know...
Like a chupacabra.
Yeah, just like the Chupacabra.
No, like, they're there, but what are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Animal? Vampire?
Who knows? Chupacabras aren't vampires.
They suck blood, yo.
Like crazy dogs.
They drink blood. Drink cow blood.
You drink cow blood.
Sometimes.
Anyway. I don't know. Yeah, let's talk about that ending scene.
Which ending?
the one where Rey finds her father, question mark?
Oh, it's just, yeah. You know, of all the scenes, you could have cut a little bit shorter.
That one. Yeah. I am still, but it's, you know, she finds Luke, obviously, because they get the map and blah, blah.
And he's been there for 20 years.
He's got a pretty sweet beard.
Yeah. I mean, I really like the way he looked, because he looked like he was kind of crazy, like a little feral. Like, he's like, looks exhausted, also, but like crazy. And he's got little, like some crazy distant look in his eyes.
And a little Kenobi to him.
Yes, because of the clothes, and I think that's what they're invoking.
Yeah.
But they hold that shot.
Wouldn't it be funny?
For super long.
Yeah.
And then the movie ends on like a bad helicopter shot.
And then I'm kind of bummed that Luke didn't even say like one word. Like that might have been cool.
It would have been awesome.
If he had been like, Rey.
No, if he like, she like tries to give him the lightsaber back and he just looks at her and he begins like trying to speak because he hasn't really spoken in like 20 years.
Yeah.
Or maybe he has. He's probably talking to Force Ghosts or something, but.
No, he's
probably, or whatever, he just hasn't,
he's
like...
He's probably talking to Yoda's ghost, which actually, that'd be funny.
Hasn't had to communicate in a while, and, yeah. Like, his voice just, like, cracks whenever he's about to say, like, you, or something like that. And then just cut to black. Like, why... Because not only does it... It doesn't even end on his face. It doesn't end on Rey's face.
No.
It ends on his back with, like, a wobbly helicopter shot. It's fucking bizarre.
Yeah. It's turning into, like, a heist movie.
It just was weird.
No, it is. I agree.
It was an awkward shot to end on. Like, why wouldn't you end on Luke Skywalker? Like, they zoom in on Luke Skywalker's face.
Well, cause, no, like, they do those really intense, like, close-up shots of, like, the exchange, and you can see, like you said, in his eyes and her eyes, these, like, kind of, like, realizations that they're having internally.
They just hold it too long.
They could have ended it on those.
Yeah, that's done. What I mean. Yeah. Boom.
Can I tell you something I've learned through doing podcasts with you?
What's that?
I think you should get hired on a lot of movies just to do the endings. Because you get so frustrated by the last 20 minutes
of
any movie.
Yeah, but I can only do it in hindsight. Like, it's different. Listen, J.J. Abrams, for whatever you want to say about this movie, what a fucking weight on a person's shoulders.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, yo, you're going to fix it, right? You're going to fix Star Wars, right? You're going to fix it. It's going to be good this time, right? Like, it's not going to be shitty, right? Like, imagine that. Like, imagine that. The entire world looking at one person being like, you're going to do it, you're gonna fix it, right?
Yeah.
You got the old cast, right? They're not going to suck, right? You're going to make Harrison Ford not be bad, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's, like, incredibly, like, the amount of stress, and, like, he actually turned it down the first time they offered it to him.
They did?
Yeah.
Or he did?
He's always been very outspoken. He's a giant star, huge Star Wars fan. Most important movie in his youth. And he turned it down. And the reason he's like, that's just, like, the responsibility is huge.
Will ruin his childhood.
Ruin his own childhood, yeah. And then who's he going to point the finger at? He can't point it at old George Lucas anymore. Lucas.
Did you say J. Lucas?
G. Lucas. Like, so, I don't, like, you know, fault him, because I think it's, like, overall, it's fine.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's fine. I think there's enough good stuff in the movie to, like... be entertained and be like, okay. I've always been more excited for episode 8 anyways, because of the director.
Oh yeah, you're
being directed by Ryan, written and directed by Ryan Johnson, who's the guy who directed Looper.
Which is a great movie.
The Brothers Bloom, Brick.
Nope.
No. Anyways, just Looper. Looper. Yeah. Looper's the really amazing, fantastic, like, science fiction
movie. No, I did not want to see Looper at first, and then I watched it with you. No.
She literally rolled her eyes. She's like, really? Like, it was like, it was some direct-to-video, like, fucking, like, Bruce Willis movie.
Oh, my God. That's not, I just...
Yes, you did! I tried to get you to watch it, like, 6 months before you actually watched it. And you're like, no.
When we first started dating?
Yeah. You're like, no, I don't know, I'm good. I was like, what? Who are you?
You almost ended the relationship there.
Could have got a clean break.
Now
no, but he's directing that. He's heavily involved in writing 8 and 9. So, like, I'm really looking forward to 8 because I think it's going to be the Empire Strikes Back of the new trilogy, in the sense that it is the most, like, well-made one.
Mm.
The most sound one, is going to get all your character development in there. And then the last chapter.
Yeah.
Give it to Colin Trevorrow, the guy who directed Jurassic World.
Woo!
Oh my God. Like, you know, people, like, talk about, like, fucking, like,
I love talking to your sister about Jurassic World, because then she just...
I love the raptors. The raptors are so cool. Shut the fuck
Actually,
up.
Actually, it's both your sisters.
So dumb. But anyways, that movie is really bad. And the fact they just gave him that because it made a lot of money, that's just sad.
You think that's why?
That is why. That seems like... That's like the new trajectory. Like, if you... Like, you make like an indie that does pretty well, and then they give you a big budget movie, and if the big budget movie does well... You're catapulted into the stars to have wars.
Illuminati.
Like Gareth Edwards, the guy who directed Godzilla.
Gojira.
Directing the spinoff, Rogue One. You know what I mean? So that's kind of the new trend. It's
but
like,
that Godzilla was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it, actually. I mean,
like an actual Godzilla movie, though.
I thought so. A lot of people...
It was lacking the P. Diddy.
Western audiences... did not like it because they're like, oh, Godzilla's barely in it. It's like, well, it wouldn't be cool if he was in it for the
whole
movie.
I think they were also upset because it was lacking P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Come with me. Da-da-da.
Although we walked out, when we left the theater, there was some teenagers were in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
Those kids were teenagers.
Yeah.
These boys.
When?
These young gentlemen.
Oh, Star Wars?
Talking about how lame Kylo Ren was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
like,
when we were...
Worst Sith. That's literally a quote. Worst Sith ever.
He was such a crying bitch.
Yeah, he was like, looked like he was about to burst into tears the whole time. God. I was like, really?
He's struggling internally, you fucking dumbasses.
He's the best fucking character in the movie.
No, but like, that's what they don't get either, is like, it's funny, because he's like, he's actually literally out loud and mentally struggling between the light and the dark, and he says that so many times. His family says
yeah.
that. The dark side recognizes that, and it's all like a race to kind of save him. You know what I mean?
To a degree. Like, that's kind of another thing where they, like, kind of mishandle. Because first it starts off like, gotta find Luke. And then it kind of gets jumbled up. Like, oh, no, we gotta kill the new Death Star Killer thing. Like,
which,
we
gotta
stop that.
Which, that was really funny they called it Star Killer.
Well,
it's like,
that was a reference to the original, Luke Skywalker's original name was Luke Star Killer.
I know, but I'm just saying. It's just like, you know what I thought of, though, when they destroyed the Star Killer? What? I was just like, they were all like, F! We just almost got this thing done. F!
Yeah, have you guys seen this outside here? I don't know if you guys are paying attention to this, but the whole planet is breaking up.
No, they're just...
Not Hoth is breaking up.
Yeah.
No, but that's
like... No, but they, like, those things take so long. There's like, ah, we had to deal with the other one, and now this one, and it's just like, ah.
Did you like the... I thought the last, the lightsaber battle or whatever was pretty good.
With her and him?
Finn, Kylo, and Rey.
Yeah.
Because, like, Star Wars lightsaber battles, the best ones, they're not about, like, choreography. They're about, like, emotion.
Can you answer me something?
What?
I thought lightsabers could only be used by Jedis, right?
No.
No? Okay.
No. Jedis is just the Jedi weapon of choice.
Okay. No, because that was something because I don't remember any other...
I think anybody could pick up a lightsaber and turn it on.
Oh, that's true. I was just... I know, that's probably just a dumb aside.
I think it's like Blade Sword, the Blade Sword.
Yeah. Well, no, but I was just trying to think of, like, another instance where a non...
I don't think it ever has been.
...Jedi or Force user has used it.
I guess, because people, like, this movie acts like all these, like, things are reveals. Like, who the fuck thought Finn was actually, like, the Jedi? People thought that. People were, like, surprised that Finn wasn't the Jedi. I was like, really? Did you watch the trailers? Like... It's obvious that just because he has a fucking lightsaber in his hand, and it's supposed to be like a trick or whatever. It seemed very obvious to me that he wasn't the Jedi.
It's a trap, actually.
Admiral Akbar comes back, best cameo in the movie.
I actually fist pumped at that. I was like, yes. I'm not ashamed. And the fishy Asian guy that's an X-Wing pilot. I can't remember his name.
Me neither.
I usually can. Remember all the weird side characters. That's one I never remembered. But that was cool. It's a trap.
No, but did you think he was, like, the Jedi?
No!
No. Okay.
That never crossed my mind.
Because the movie acts like all these things are, like, these reveals, but they're not reveals. Like, all these non-reveals. Like,
because I only watched the trailer a couple times, too, because I was trying so hard not to...
Yeah.
...get hyped up, overthink things. Like, I just wanted to go... And my base thought was that Finn was just, like a rebel...
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I never thought...
That's the only thing I was surprised.
I didn't think he was
an actual stormtrooper.
No, I agree with you. But I just thought he was just some rebel dude. I didn't think he was a the new Jedi, I didn't think, you know, I was just like...
Which, like, starts an interesting road and then doesn't do anything with it. Like, that, hey, look at these new stormtroopers are people.
Well, and that's like we... I don't know if we really finished this discussion earlier where there's that chance for him. What was... I keep calling her Brianna Tarth.
Captain Phasma?
Yeah, Captain Phasma. There is that moment where he is kind of like... It's like an aha moment or take that moment with, like, her. But they don't build that... Or they... There's like that implied tension because he was like enslaved and that was his captain and she's you know I'm in charge now, but it's only in those like two minute instances from maybe like twice, and then it's just kind of not there, and then he's like, well, I'm in charge now, bitch, I got the gun to your head.
Well, that's
bah.
No, but because Captain Phasma has no backbone, she just caves. She's like, okay, I'll shut off the shields. Got a gun in my head? Okay.
You think this is gonna work?
She doesn't try to do anything. She doesn't be like, oh, I just alerted all the guards, like, or something like that. But you know what, like, would have been a great scene?
No, she does kind of say that. She does kind of say that they're gonna...
she just says, you're not gonna make it out of here. Yeah. That's all she says. Would have been a good scene, when he fights that fucking stormtrooper on the, we'll call it the woodland planet, near the cantina place.
Yeah.
He fights that stormtrooper who has, like, the shock... Like,
oh, the one that recognizes him.
Or doesn't even recognize... Well, recognizes that he was a stormtrooper.
Yeah. He's a traitor. So, traitor.
Why couldn't... Why wouldn't they just have that be Captain Phasma? They would have gave her just another moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no, I
more
agree.
Time in the movie.
And that shock weapon was really cool. Like, when he flips it...
But that would have made her cool because she would have had, like, the stormtrooper with this unique weapon. Like, she's there for fucking business.
And she's silver.
And, like, set it up.
And she's silver.
In that beginning scene, set her up, like, fucking being a ruthless badass. Like, kicking somebody to the ground and shooting them. Like, make her, like, something, not just fucking stand there.
Yeah.
And being like, oh, everything's fine.
I'm tall.
Oh, the guy who betrayed us, well, yeah, he'd never done anything like that before. Like, she's just such she's so, like, I don't know what like corporate person.
Yeah, corporate HR
HR person. Yeah. She's like, well, you
know, nothing on his file.
Nothing on his file says he's doing like this. Oh, weird. He interviewed well.
Yeah.
I don't know why he would just walk out. Yeah. I mean, that's just kind of indicative of the whole movie to me. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, really, like. Too much shit going on. It doesn't take enough of a breather sometimes to, like, develop some stuff. Because when it does, it's really cool. Like, every time, like I said, every time you see Kylo Ren, they're taking a breath. That's when you get a breath.
Uh-huh.
And Kylo Ren, but he's the only character that gets developed. Like, even Han Solo's death is kind of, like, unceremonious. Like, it's not... doesn't build very well. Like, the conversation they have is not very, like... I don't know. Like, there's just something... there's something that was, like, distant about it. Like, it was disconnected... And I guess you could say maybe.
Do
that's
you think
the point.
Han knew what was coming?
No. Or no. I mean, he thought he could die, obviously, because you didn't know if Kylo Ren would go for it.
You mean Ben?
Ben Solo. And that's another thing, like, they didn't explore at all, which is apparently in the fucking extended canon stuff. Go to the Wikipedia or whatever. Kylo Ren's part of something called the Knights of Ren.
Yeah, they say it in the movie.
Who are they? What do they do? I hope they explore that.
No, because they were, when they were talking to him, when he was like, his powers being doubted with the CGI guy and stuff, he's like, I know you rose to the heights and leads of, like, the Knights of Ren.
Yeah.
They talk about it for a minute.
So is he not part of the Knights of Ren? Like, what are the Knights of Ren? Like, I guess they're just...
I don't know. I thought all this shit didn't matter anymore.
From what I understand, they're like dark side fanboys that started doing their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like black metal kids getting into Satanism. Like,
yeah.
And then they meet the devil. Like, kind of.
Yeah.
And that's why, because, you know, he's being trained by Luke Skywalker. And for some reason, he just goes to the dark. He gets interested in the dark side, wants to be in the dark side.
Like Volgoth.
Just kills everybody he's training with, because. Luke tried to bring back the Jedi Order, and he was training some young kids or whatever. And that's part of, like, when Rey has her visions.
Yeah.
You see Kylo Ren and what you assume is other Knights of Ren, I guess.
Yeah. I guess. I mean, that's what
cutting people down.
See, I'm really annoyed because you kept telling me, like, none of this, like, past universe stuff matters anymore.
It doesn't.
Well, then...
This is all new stuff. This is all stuff that's come out in the past year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
There's like five comic books. There's like books, novels, a couple novels. I think it's I think it's bullshit.
Because that's my coworker and I were also talking about that too. Because she was like, she said she was frustrated about Rey and Ben because it was supposed to be like Luke. Or, I mean, Han and Leia had twins. And I was like, and I was like, that my whole life, that's what I understood as to be, like, the fact. But I said, no, it's... But then, like, who's Rey's mom? It was immaculate... immaculate ejaculation.
Yeah, he just jerked off into, like, some kind of incubator womb. Like, with a fleshlight, with a Jabba fleshlight.
R2. Yeah. R2 incubated it.
Yeah. Bang the shit out of Art.
And we go, whoa. And I also did the little shake. Can't see it, but.
I'm assuming that they're going to do something with it. I'm assuming Kylo Ren killed her. Maybe that's another reason why he's so guilty. But I don't know. Then why would he just ditch his daughter? It's weird. Like, these things need to be answered in a way that's not, like, super contrived. Because then you're not going to like Luke Skywalker. Unless that's part of the point, which I'm kind of hoping it is. I hope he's not super one-dimensional. He just becomes Obi-Wan Kenobi.
They probably will.
I'll be super bummed, honestly. If it's that conventional...
I think it will be.
Like, I was down for him to be the new bad guy.
I was, too. No, that was my theory before everything. I thought it was going to be that Luke had could not fight off those, like, anger urges he had.
I thought he was going to be doing it not realizing that what he was doing.
No, that's what I mean. He's
so blinded by, like...
rage.
It's not even rage, but just, like, discontent or what... Like, just something about, like, he would just be blinded by something in his life or something that happened, and then he would not be realizing that he's contributing to it until it was kind of too late, because he thinks he's in the right. He thinks he's still being the good guy.
Yeah.
To some degree. But he doesn't realize the effect that he's having or something like that.
Like Kylo Ren. And,
but, like, you know, but who knows? I don't know. Kylo Ren wants to be the bad guy. He wants to be Darth Vader.
It's his grandfather.
Which, that was another really corny line.
What?
Fucking Han Solo and Leia. He had too much Vader in him.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And he's like, yo, that's why we sent him to train with Luke.
Yeah, that made sense.
I'm like, well...
You killed him.
Why don't you guys just try to be good parents?
You killed him.
Well, I thought that would be more
of
a...
Well, no, and then Leia was just like, no, it's when I shipped him away that I lost you. And it was just like, what? What happened in your guys' life?
Well, that's the thing. They pay all that stuff like lip service. Like, that's the stuff we want to know about.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take one last fucking, like, blaster fight...
Dude, there were a lot of blaster fights
to,
in
the like,
movie.
Know about, like, the old characters and what they've been doing. Like, that's why, that's part of the draw of the movie. That's the major draw of the
movie. Yeah, like, cool, she's a general now, but...
I went to see this movie because I wanted to see Harrison Ford be Han Solo. Like, that's why I wanted to see this movie.
You just want
to
be Han Solo.
Who doesn't?
Not me.
But, like, almost, like, more than anything I was excited about was that Harrison Ford is going to be Han Solo, and it kind of looked like he was trying. When I was, I'm into that.
Do you know what I was kind of laughed about when it's like the Falcon's flying and it kind of like bangs in the ground and you see him in the cockpit tussled. I was like, oh no, it's too much like real life. It's like, oh no,
don't crash, Harrison.
That would have been funny if that's how he died in the
like crashing.
Yeah, there's like a malfunction with a ship and he just crashed and
it was
like,
no, I was just so happy that he just showed up as an actor and like did his job.
He's got to support like,
because like, you know what, like years ago when Kingdom of the Crystal Skull came out,
oh, that's your favorite. Oh, you can't.
The first 2 minutes my heart sank as soon he said
you mean when you were sober and watching it.
Well, I was awake for like the first half hour or so.
Yeah.
And like but, like, the first, like, few minutes, he says his first lines, I was like, oh, no. I was
really?
Like, he's really bad.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't actually, I don't know if I've watched that again since, do we watch it together?
No, I don't think we've ever watched it together.
I think I saw it in the theater, and that was the last time I touched that shit.
It's pretty bad. I watch it, like, because I just hate watch things.
Because, but... yeah, you like to, like, make yourself, like...
Wallow in it. You want to see, because, yeah. You know... Well, that movie's made by, like, a legit, like, great director. One of the, he will go down in history of being one of the greatest directors ever to have worked in the business.
Sure.
Steven Spielberg, for sure.
Sure.
You know how many movies that guy's made?
You know how many movies I've
like,
made?
And he's kind of, like, batting, like, 90%, like, pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, he's only, there's a couple duds, but,
I'm
like,
pretty mad at him about E.T. Ruined a lot of my childhood. I was terrified of E.T.
But anyways, Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Yep. It was alright.
It was fun.
No, I mean, it was. I mean, I need to watch it one more time, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. I would like to see it again.
Well, we'll go potentially with your family, so.
But then if at the same time, if I don't see it again until, like, it comes out, I'll be fine with that.
I know.
Until it comes out on, like, Blu-ray or something, I'll be fine. Like, because last night we talked about, like, we're like, oh, maybe we'll go see it again Saturday morning. And then as the day went on today, we're like, eh, maybe not.
Yeah. Could use that $20 for...
Yeah, it's expensive to go to the movie theater. Super expensive.
It is.
Like, $25 to go see Star Wars. 25 bones.
What?
24 something.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I didn't know that.
Fandango charges you a convenience fee. It's like $2.70 or something like that. Hey, that's how they make their money. That's whatever.
Hey, guess what? They can suck it.
And it was better than having to go and get it at the theater. Well, I wasn't sure, just to be sure.
Actually, that window was available, so we could have just walked up.
Oh, we could have. Yeah, we could have, totally.
So, we could have saved...
$2.
$2.
That's okay.
But yeah, I don't know. We'll see where it goes.
See where it goes?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
All the infinite amount of Star Wars movies we've coming for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, for the next.
I wonder how
one
many
year for the foreseeable future.
I wonder how long it's going to take for me to stop caring.
I bet by the time this new trilogy is done, we'll be like, all right, 6 Star Wars movies, new Star Wars movies, you know, the trilogy including the spinoffs.
But then, what's going to suck is probably by that point we'll have kids that'll be into it, and be like, oh, and then we'll be like.
I mean, like, I don't have any problem, but, like, I just, there is something where these kind of genre things, I'm getting a little burnt out. Like, I am really burnt out on comic book movies
and
stuff.
No, I am too.
So I've kind of gotten back into, like, wanting to watch, like, just adult dramas. Like, because I'm just tired of, like, superhero shit. I'm tired of, like, horror movies. I'm just tired of it.
Which is, like, crazy, because that's all things you and I love. Like, it's
unless
just
it's, like, a really good science fiction movie. Like, I know we didn't have neither of us had a great first impression of Ex Machina. We thought it was oh, it was okay. But that movie actually gets better if you watch it again. It's like it's really thoughtful and it's like really like worth your time.
I'll watch it again, maybe.
But,
probably not.
It's just not what it was sold to people as. So you gotta get over that and be like, oh, okay, it's not a thriller. It's just like a psychological drama.
Lady film.
It's not a lady
I know.
Film.
No, I don't know. Maybe I'll watch it again. I don't know. I remember being kind of bored at parts of it. So we'll see. Don't roll your eyes at me.
I did roll my eyes at you.
I was bored. I can't be honest. It was the best film ever made.
No, I don't know. I mean, like, so... I guess, I'm sure, like, there will become a saturation point for Star Wars. I mean, even just the marketing for this movie, you were, like, I was already sick of it. Like,
I was, too. And then we watched during the trailers, they had, like, the Civil War trailer. That's actually a story I really like. Watching the trailer, I was just like, ah. Like,
yeah.
It sucks.
I mean, like, the Captain America ones have been the best of the Marvel
movies.
Well,
and it's got Iron Man, which I like Iron Man a lot, so... But I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, we'll watch it. Like, we'll definitely watch it.
No, I know, but what I was getting at was, like, I don't even know what I'm excited to go see anymore. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like... Because I think one of the last movies I got excited for was Crimson Peak, and I was just still, like, kind of underwhelmed by it.
I liked Crimson Peak.
It was pretty.
At the end of the day, I liked it.
Yeah, it was pretty.
It's pretty, but it's just, like, it is... It's... The movies is... I don't know if that was... Because I know what it's referencing. It's referencing, like, these Italian... horror movies from the 60s and like very lush set designs that are more about like gothic romance in the sense it's more about like actual romance and the macabre stuff's kind of in the periphery.
Yeah.
Like, the ghosts are kind of in the background in the same way.
Okay.
But yeah. I don't know. But yeah, Star Wars.
Woo.
Pew, pew.
Pew. Pew, pew, pew. No, it'd be funny if Luke looks like Obi-Wan, but now talks like Yoda, but in Luke's voice.
I'd be okay with that.
I'd be okay with that, too. That's my prediction for
I hope
the
he
next.
Just gets, he's completely feral and he just...
Yeah, he's just...
When episode 8 starts, it's just him, like, with that same look on his face, and he just reaches behind him and just throws his shit at Rey.
Or just, like, or and he just... Or he just picks up, like, a fish and just starts gnawing on it, like, uncooked. Like,
alright, well, to end this thing, okay.
Oh, sorry.
Make, why don't you make a... What do we think episode 8 is going to entail? What do you feel like episode 8 is going to be? Do you think they're actually going to move on and, like, it's going to start being its own thing? Or do you think we're going to continue, like, this kind of...
I think it's going to be half and half.
Really? You think so?
Yeah. I think you're going to start and it'll follow a lot, maybe kind of to a point what this one did, maybe a little less, where it's like, it follows this, like, tight thing where it's going to be like, you know, she's going to be with Luke, she's going to train with Luke, she's going to learn with Luke, they're probably going to go somewhere together, much like him and Obi-Wan did.
You don't think he's going to be reluctant, though?
No, I do think he is, but I think to a point... I don't know, Obi-Wan really wasn't, though, was he?
No, Obi-Wan wasn't at all. He's like, oh, you found me.
Maybe...
Well, let's adventure.
Yeah, party. Party, party, party.
We have to get this to the rebels.
Let's go to the cantina.
I haven't seen them in a while, so it'll be nice.
I mean, I think there'll be a little bit more of a fight with Luke, but I think at the end of the day it'll be the same thing. They'll go back.
Well, that's going to be his arc, his redemption, right?
Yeah. So it'll be that, and then I think... The future is cloudiest for me, is with the dark side. Because, like, I understand Kylo's gonna rise, but I don't really know where the other half of, like, that's going with, like, that Snoke guy or whatever. Like, I don't know. I don't know if he's just, like, a headpiece, and there's, like, another... Yeah, I don't know. You know what I mean? So that's what's gonna be the cloudy part of the story.
Well,
and that's probably where it's gonna become its own thing. It's coming from that side.
Dude, and then towards the end, sense.
Yeah, and then, because it's not even Sith Lords anymore, is it?
No, not really, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, like, well, you don't know what they are, like...
No, it just seems like a bunch of fascists. I don't know.
Well, I mean, but the Empire was always just fascists. They're just the fascist
No,
element.
I know, but there's no, like, Sith Lord and...
The Siths were completely separate from
no,
them.
No, I'm just saying, but that was, like, the big... So, I'm curious to see how that side goes, and that's probably where a lot of the news is going to come, and then they're just going to meld towards the end, it's going to be a big fight. And then Luke probably dies.
Yeah, do you think one of the old cast dies per movie?
Probably.
So Leia's going to go next time, and then Luke goes in the last one.
Or yeah, Leia will be like a natural death.
Carrie Fisher is pretty kind of bad, actually.
I mean, I don't know if she's got dentures, but she talks like she's got dentures. Like, ill-fitting dentures. I work around old people. I know what that sounds like.
Maybe she does. She might. You never know.
No, but that's my prediction, where it's gonna follow that same, like, it might be a little bit more of a struggle at the beginning, but it will be a lot like the Luke and Obi-Wan. It might be a little more different, too, because they're actual father-daughter. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, how are they gonna handle that stuff? I think that's the whole arc of the second movie, is Luke just re-embracing who he is and what he has to do. Because he's going to take...
there's some training montages.
He's going to take responsibility for Kylo Ren. He does take responsibility.
No, that's why he's...
He feels like that's why he goes into seclusion and leaves everybody to be fucked by Kylo Ren, I guess, like, which is weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
But, like, he's like, oh, no.
He has to think about it.
So I went to this rock.
He went to the islands, man.
Yeah, the tropical islands.
Yeah.
It's like in, like,
almost looks like
Scotland.
Italy.
It's actually an island.
Oh, but it looked like even Italian islands, like the beautiful clip. Well, whatever. It's getting drunk with leprechauns. I don't know. No, but I think that's where it's going to go, is, like, you're going to see that journey. But I, like, what's foggiest, like I said to me, is the journey of the dark side. Like, I don't really, like, obviously Kylo Ren's going to just... be pissed off.
Well, that's the thing, like...
Because I think he's also pissed off because I think he realized that his cousin is stronger than him.
Yeah, so maybe, like, a weird jealousy.
No, there already was.
So maybe that's...
There already was.
Well, I said, I know that. Yeah. I said there's a weird jealousy. But he doesn't realize that it's his cousin for some reason.
I thought you said there's going to be.
He doesn't realize it's his cousin for some reason.
I think he does.
I don't think so. I think he would have said something.
Oh.
Like, honestly.
So is that going to be the, like, I'm your father? Is that going to be the, like, I'm your father scene? Is like...
Kylo Ren's, like, looking, wants to find... Well, I guess it's Commander Snoke or whatever the fucking dude's name is.
Snook?
Snook and Snoodles.
Snoodles, his husband.
Like, he wants to find Luke Skywalker, too, right? Like, he wants to find Luke Skywalker.
Everyone wants to find Luke.
I imagine... Rylo Ken? Ren? Kylo Ren, that's it. I imagine, like, he wants... Because he wants to kill Luke Skywalker because he needs to kill his old life. He needs to kill the things that represented positivity. That's why he kills Han Solo. That's why he said, oh, you know, could you do me a favor? Yo, Dad.
Hey, Pops.
Hey, come here. Come close. Closer.
No, I don't know. But, yeah, is that going to be the new, like, I'm your father reveal?
That I'm your cousin.
No!
Well, it won't be treated like a reveal, I guess. I mean, they're kind of being dodgy with Rey, but it just seems obvious. I'll be really surprised if it's not, like, Luke Skywalker's daughter.
Because then who the fuck birthed all those midichlorians?
Yeah. I mean, because if that ends up being, like, another Han and Leia kid or something, then I'll be like, what?
Why was nothing said? I'm just curious because they obviously know something about her, though. And I think maybe they do know because, like...
I think Han might know because he says something to Leia and then it cuts away. Like, they don't hear the conversation.
And then they do... Almost every person, when they see her, says, this is the girl I've heard so much about. Because even... why am I saying his name wrong? Kylo Ren. You did that to me.
I know. Sorry.
You fucking did that to me. No, like, I think Kylo Ren knows, too. I do.
I don't think so.
No, because he says...
This movie does not do subtlety at all. They literally just tell you everybody's thinking.
No, but then why is he saying that? Why has he heard so much about her besides the fact she had BB-8? He says that to
because her. Because he knows that a girl and a droid have the plans, or have the map.
Well, that's a really overbroad... That's an overbroad statement to say about someone that just
They've literally been chasing them. They've been chasing ever since Tatooine.
Leia says the same thing. You see how Leia hugs her, too.
Yeah, because she probably smells
like
good.
It's like an auntie.
She probably smells good.
It's like an auntie hug.
It's an auntie hug. Oh, Rey, come to your auntie. Your auntie, Commander Leia, General Leia.
No, and then obviously she's had an absentee father because when...
Yeah,
because
he left, man.
But what I'm saying is because then... Kylo, when he's reading her head and says to them, like, you wish Han Solo was, like, the father you never had.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a nod to a missing father, and who's the only fucker that's been missing
that
the whole movie?
That doesn't matter. Like, who... She's and from who probably has, not like, Tatooine.
And then who probably has a majillion midichlorians in his nutsack? Luke.
Midichlorians, because they will never bring up midichlorians again.
I know.
They don't even bring up midichlorians in, like, the last two prequel movies.
But
the first movie, and everybody's like, what? That's kind of weird, George.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't know what you're saying, because I don't believe that. I do not think he knows who that is.
Who? Luke?
Kylo Ren.
Oh, Kylo Ren?
He does not know who that is.
I think he does.
I don't think so. And the reason because that movie is not subtle. Like, that movie, if he thought that,
well, then maybe
you'd be like... Ah, oh, this is a presence I haven't felt in a long time, or some stupid throwaway line.
No,
from New
but Oath. I think he hints that he knows there's something up with her. Though
he knows that she's force sensitive. He tells the guy that, and he's like, "Yeah, bring her here."
But I think he realizes her strength, and there's a reason for her strength. And then I do. That's my theory. Where you asked me to postulate, that's what I postulate. We'll see who's right.
Wrong,
because I'm actually directing
that. You're wrong.
Well, maybe I should have just directed this then.
You probably should have.
Probably
should have.
I mean, it would have just been a whole bunch of robots and bounty hunters.
Yeah, C-3PO would be dead.
What makes you say that, Sean? Because I hate C-3PO.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think that's the thing, like, just like you, I kind of don't know, like... It seems like if Luke redeems himself and Kylo redeems himself, like Seems it's going to be too much.
So maybe it's going to end up more like the third, you know.
So I think maybe Luke does. I think Luke will die somewhere in the third movie.
Oh, you think he's going to make it to the third?
Yeah. He'll die somewhere in the third movie, and Rey.
Mark Hamill's like, God.
Then it's going to be between Rey and Kylo, because they're like this generational thing about like who's going to win for the next generation of the Force users.
To start our next 12 years of movies.
Yeah. We're going to start the new trilogy. The new trilogy.
No, we're...
They've said that they probably continue the story, I believe. They'll just keep making Star Wars movies in perpetuity.
So we'll just go to... episode 12.
It'll be about Rey's kids and... Rey and Finn's kids.
I better get a Boba Fett movie at some point.
You probably will. I bet you'll get a Boba Fett movie. People thought, because the guy, the old man in the very beginning of the movie, Max von Sydow, the rumor was that he was Boba Fett. He's not Boba Fett. Okay. He's just some random guy. Then another reason you're like, why did you hire Max von Sydow to do this thankless role? Probably something in a fucking book or somewhere that like I don't care about.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you just gotta read this novel, and then he shows up on the chapter 14. You learn all about him. What's the problem?
Page 25.
Like, no.
Nah.
No.
Nah, dog.
No. I mean, I don't know. I know we've been really kind of nitpicky.
I'm always nitpicky.
We're a little down on the movie because I was legitimately underwhelmed because I didn't even think it was as good, even with my checked expectations, as I thought it was going to be. It was not as, like, cohesive. Like, and I thought, like, I would just get good characters. I thought the plot would be dumb. But I thought, like, okay, well, I'll get good characters and stuff. And I kind of didn't. Like, I got okay, underdeveloped characters.
You got a mishmash of...
Even in the sense that this is going to be a larger trilogy, I should at least kind of have a better sense of who they are and what they want and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know.
Well, only time will tell.
I guess, yeah, we'll see. We'll see, but I don't know. It's weird. I just feel really weird because I'm like, I really want to see it again.
No, I... Even though... Do you know what it is?
I didn't really care. I mean, I thought it was fine. I think it was fine. It was
fine. Do you know what it is? Because we're talking about it, and you and I could probably talk about Star Wars for like a couple days in a row and be fine.
Yeah.
Because I love Star Wars, and you love Star Wars.
So. I mean, because it's the same thing. Like, I was talking to my brother about it. I was like, you know, it's weird. Like, I don't like the prequels, but I can watch them. I can watch them. Like, and I do. I'll, like... At least once a year.
Yeah, you and I at least watch
one. Or once every couple
of
years.
You and I just watch one of them. Usually, like, and then we're like,
Well, yeah. I mean, because they're not, like... I mean, even those movies, like... It's weird, like, this movie, just because it's so, like... Such a riff on the old trilogy, it kind of retroactively made me like the prequels more. In this weird way, because I was like, well...
Oh, God, here we go. Let me take another drink.
Like, they're not great. And I think I read somebody say the same thing. So, whoever that person is, you can have the credit. But it was like, you know, even though, like, they're not great, like, George Lucas at least did his own thing. Like, he made the movies he wanted to make. He was not trying to please, really, fans. He thought, like, he knew what he was...
That was almost a Yoda sentence.
He thought that he was pleasing people. That's why he's like, oh, Jar Jar and stuff like that. And then he just threw... Then he's like, fuck you guys don't like this shit? Fine. Here's my dry, like, terrible political soap opera.
Yeah.
I'm kind of. You know, that's the thing about the prequels. It's just, like, it's... There's good ideas in there. It's just executed terribly. And it's boring. Because nobody cares about trade federations. Like, I don't know... But, like I said, that's what he wanted to do. It's not like J.J. Abrams is like, well, what buttons do I need to hit to, like, make people happy?
Do you think he did it... Like, kind of, like, made what he wanted to do with Star Wars, because he's such a fan, and then kind of
I think it was really, like, we need to, like I said,
get
like
people excited again.
A redefinition of what Star Wars is in the post-prequel world. And the redefinition of Star Wars is the original trilogy. So,
yeah.
And that's kind of what you got. You got, like, all the original trilogy movies, like, kind of rolled into one. Or at least the, like, hints of everything. Mostly in New Hope, but, like...
You know what I'm hoping when Kylo and Luke and everyone comes to their redemption? They dance around a fire with some bears.
Yeah, and then, like, Hayden Christensen, fucking Ian McGregor, Yoda, Qui-Gon, they're all there waving. Force Ghost waving.
And they're like, fuck you.
Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, Leia, they're all there, like, waving as Force Ghosts.
Yoda's still there, obviously.
Yeah, so I said Yoda's there too. He'll be on. But he'll be on Luke's shoulder. But
you know what? Sucks that they're like, "Fuck you, Alec Guinness, you fantastic actor."
What are you talking about?
No, because he obviously. Well, he's dead. Well, but they could just take. Never mind. They could just take from the old.
Return of the Jedi. They replaced that other guy.
No, I know.
It's like that's cold-blooded, man.
It's cold-blooded.
Yeah, and the special editions.
No, I know.
It's like even looks awkward.
Yeah.
Poor Hayden Christensen. I feel bad for him. Just like Jake Lloyd. Like, imagine how excited he was, and like it literally like probably ruined his life. Like he's turned into a dirtbag probably because of the Phantom
Menace. I want to look it up now.
Imagine that. Imagine being Jake Lloyd. Think about that.
I don't want to.
That's fucking tragic.
Waddle ass.
People literally look at him like, you fucking ruined Star Wars.
But he didn't do it.
I know, but people don't think about it that
but
way.
But you're also one of the
they
people...
They just like immediately react to like, this kid's a terrible actor.
But yeah, no, I was gonna say, you're one of those motherfuckers though, because you're like, no, you used to say he was a bad actor.
He is a bad actor. He was a bad child actor. For sure, he fucking was. Like, he's, you know what he's also bad in?
What?
Jingle All the Way. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's also terrible in that.
Can you shut your mouth?
Like, he's not a good actor.
Do you know who's the best in that movie?
Hayden Christensen is a mediocre actor. I've seen him way better than anything he ever did in the prequels. But he's not as bad as he is in those movies. It was George Lucas, just a bad director.
Now that you've mentioned Jingle All the Way, we give Sinbad his due credit. Sinbad should have been Mace Windu.
Yeah. I agree.
I mean, George Lucas might have been just like, fuck it. And then Arnold Schwarzenegger could have been in it too.
The movie just stops and Sinbad does stand up for 5 minutes.
Hey!
Right when they're about to arrest the Emperor in Revenge of the Sith.
Okay, now we're getting a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're having fun. Pew pew.
Star Wars.
I think you and I need to sit down and write
our own Star Wars
like script, and then we'll mail it off. You're like, well, since you're like, there's in perpetuity going to be Star Wars movies, you could
just thought we'd throw this one on the.
You could just spare one for us.
Yeah, check this out. Check this out.
Oh my god, let's do it.
It's called Luke Skywalker: The Lost Years, The Island Years. It's just a remake of Castaway. Except starring Luke Skywalker.
It's just called Ground Sleeper.
And instead of having Wilson the ball, he has Yoda. He has Yoda's Force Ghost.
Actually, no. He has Yoda's, like, dirty cape that was left behind when he disappeared in death.
And he smells it.
Yeah. He puts it on his hand.
Still smells like root stew.
He puts it on his hand. It makes, like, like, cradles it.
What's that, Master Yoda?
Puts it on a stick.
So cold. Holy Master Yoda. So cold up here on this cliff. What's he doing up there? What is he doing?
Probably is jerking off.
Probably. Yeah, that's where he goes to masturbate. On the off chance that somebody shows up. Why didn't they just fly the Millennium Falcon up to the top? Like, why does she have to walk all the way up there?
The what?
The Millennium Falcon.
Falcon. And it sounded like you said, Millennium.
Well, the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, no, I know. Never mind. That's the way you said it was... Never mind.
Whatever. Why didn't they just fly it to the top? Why did she have to walk up all those stairs? This movie sucks.
Training!
This movie's fucking stupid.
And Chewie's more like, fuck you. And R2's like, uh-huh.
He's like, oh, you must go alone. You check it out. He might be crazy.
No, and then that's what R2's like, uh-huh. Actually, I think Luke's gonna be really reluctant, but then she's like, I'm here with Chewie and R2. And as soon as he hears R2, he just runs down to the hill.
That's the other thing I didn't like. Then R2 just turns back on. Like, I read... Like, people, like, really are, like, inferring a lot. Like, people put their own...
That Luke explanation. Turned him on. Luke,
yeah,
turned him on.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, he felt Han die. And he's like, it's time.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
Luke Skywalker is an asshole.
Do you know what's weird? Leia felt Han die.
I know that, because she's Force sensitive. I'm not saying he didn't. But why would he choose that as the time to do it?
Can I also ask
There's
you something?
Literally planets got destroyed.
Can I also ask
from
you
the
something?
From the Star Killer.
Since Leia's Force sensitive, why is she such a, like, why is she just...
Why is she such a frumpy bitch?
No. Dumbass. No, like, it's funny how she takes on the, like, military, like, strategic aspect of it. She never did anything with her, like, Force sensitivity.
Oh, because that's just her calling, you. I mean, like, you know, like, you ever meet,
no,
like, an Avon lady?
No, because
same thing.
She's Athena.
They love Avon.
It's because she's Athena.
Probably.
Athena was the goddess of war, but also strategic battle, so she was the one...
She also had the Force, so... And she decided not to use it all the
time. Yeah, and then her brother went out and killed crazy shit.
That's probably, like, she uses Enraged. The... She uses
Holy the... shit, I've got my next writing idea.
It looks like...
Oh, looks he's like Apollo.
Fucking Leia used her Force powers to get the gin out of the fridge.
Well, so did Luke. Put on... Oh, actually, he's more like the
donut. No, he's pretty svelte. Mark Hamill's looking good.
He wasn't for a while there.
Well, he's an older guy. I mean, like, why? And he's like a voice actor, mostly.
A very fantastic voice
actor. I'm like, what are you, like 60? Man, you look like shit. You look like shit, Hamill. Fucking get it together.
So is Carrie Fisher, why are you saying?
No, I'm just saying, because she looks like a bloated alcoholic. But Carrie Fisher is a bloated alcoholic and has been for since...
I know.
Since Star Wars.
No, but now I have a new idea for writing. I've done my Watchmen stuff at some point.
Yeah, maybe by the end of the new trilogy.
Fuck you. Sorry.
Well, I've been like...
I know. But anyway, we're getting way off track.
Not really.
No. Sorry.
Yeah, but that's something I noticed, like, checking out a few message boards and stuff, that people, like, just blindly love the movie, fill in a lot of gaps with, like, just stuff they're kind of...
Well, or it's just theories, just like we're postulating where it's gonna go from here.
Oh, I understand that, but, like, don't, like, make something up to explain something that happened to them. I'm not making up things to explain things that happened.
You do all the time.
No.
That sandwich just kind of fell in my mouth. I'm kidding.
Sometimes they do. I can't help it.
Making shit up.
They just fall into my mouth.
From the sky.
From the skies.
No.
Also, you know what? Actually, you know what really was disappointing? The dudes from the raid.
In the movie. Oh, you know what's funny? I didn't even, like, recognize that until you said it, and then the one guy clicked with me.
Yeah, because there are, like, four frames.
Yeah.
But then they get eaten by the Cthulhu monster.
It's not a Cthulhu monster.
The vagina mouth Cthulhu monsters. The creatures from the mist.
No, those are pterodactyls.
There's more than one creature from the mist in the mist, Sarah.
I just think it's...
There's like a tentacle monster.
Oh, I don't remember. I just remember the pterodactyl ones. Oh, shit.
You don't remember the mist?
No.
You should probably watch that, then.
I just remember the pterodactyls.
In Star Wars?
No, in the mist.
I'm just messing with you now.
Actually, there were bird creature monsters.
Oh, you mean in the prequels?
In Dagobah as well. Oh my God,
I was talking to my brother.
In fucking Dagobah. That's true. There's like the bats.
Yeah, the bats.
Fuck you.
I was talking to my brother Ryan. He's like, you know, like, episode 3 is not that bad. I was like, oh, relative to the other two. Yeah, it's like...
No.
And he's like, and then we were talking about it, like, what's wrong with those movies, like, how General Grievous kind of sucks, and, like, he's kind of useless. He's just there to be a new bad guy for the movie.
Do you know who doesn't suck?
What?
Dooku.
God.
That's sarcastic.
Well, because we were talking, like, you know, why wasn't Darth Maul just, like, the bad guy?
That's a lot of people. The trilogy. A lot of people say that.
A really cool villain, and they just, like...
Did nothing with him.
Replace him with Count Dooku in the second one.
Yeah, they're like, okay, Ray Park, very, like... You know, looks good in the makeup.
Yeah.
Can actually do the fucking stunts and sequences. Dead.
Yeah, let's kill him off. Let's cut him in half.
Yeah, I was like, cut him in half.
Cut him down, brother.
Mow him down.
This is like, why?
Yeah, I know.
Because, like, then you wouldn't have had to have, like, General Grievous and, like, have this stupid shit.
Dude, General Grievous has a little, like, wheel bike thing, though. Come
nonsense
on.
Fucking...
Dude, that wheel bike. Robert.
Oh, the wheel bike, you mean during the giant, like, when Obi-Wan's riding a giant iguana?
Yeah.
Some fucking...
They go...
Oh, so dumb.
No, that was awesome.
So dumb. It's not dumb. It's, I'm like, dumb sarcastic. Because it's just, like, this big CGI mess.
Do you know what was cool, though? I did watch... I remember watching behind the scenes and showing the waterfalls on Naboo.
Yeah.
It was just salt.
Just salt.
Yeah, it's like miniatures. They did a lot of miniature things.
Did they?
Yeah, and they poured salt.
Oh, in the original, in The Phantom Menace?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they actually did some real... Like, that was made practical. Like a real movie.
No, I know, but it's actually just like, you know, kitchen salt.
Mm-hmm.
down like a model. That was really cool. I remember watching that when I was younger, and I was like, that's pretty sweet.
That's so funny. George Lucas is like, yeah, Phantom Menace, we did a lot of practical sets, and yeah, we're kind of done with that. Episode 2 and 3 almost entirely filmed in green screens in a studio.
Yeah.
I love like the Red Letter Media reviews or whatever, because they just like show like George Lucas's directing style. He's like just sitting there drinking coffee. Not he doesn't get up, and they're just on giant green screens. This is funny.
Yeah, can you do that jump again?
It's like, yeah, it's great. Moving on. Not a lot of people know this, but they actually shot Attack of the Clones in 7 days and Revenge of the Sith in 4.
Stop lying.
It's pretty incredible. Actually, it set a record.
Stop lying.
But yeah, Star Wars, The Force Awakens. In theaters now.
We just ruined that and then some for you.
Hopefully. I mean, I imagine you have already seen it. You've probably shut it off by now because you love Star Wars and you will not hear anybody speak ill of it. That's the thing.
And we're also just a roller coaster, so
it just feels very weird, like, to be like, I know that like I was really disappointed.
But you want to see it again.
I didn't hate it. Cuz it did and it just checked enough boxes where I was like, okay, like I'm entertained by some of this. I wonder though if this is a movie that like the more I watch it, it'll creep up on me like how much I dislike it.
Yeah, I think it will.
Like Dark Knight Rises. I saw it in the theater, kind of had the same feeling, where it was kind of like, it did what it had to do.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah. But it, like, Dark Knight Rises, it did what it had to do, I was like, okay, like, I like the bad guy, like, I liked Bane.
Who doesn't like Tom Hardy?
But I still thought it was kind of stupid and kind of convoluted, it was just, like, too much stuff. It's almost very similar in the sense where there's, like, these dumb reveals that are obvious, and the characters that they don't do anything with, and so it's kind of a lot of, like, there's a lot of similarities there, but over the years, like, man, like, I don't even like watching Dark Knight Rises anymore.
I do.
Well, I like it for Bane. I like Bane.
In fact, can we watch that now?
Dark Knight Rises?
Yeah.
If you want to.
No, probably not. We'll probably watch Star Wars or something.
All right. Well, I think that's probably
good
places to stop. Good places any.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That was fun.
It was wonderful.
Can we do another Star Wars podcast?
Yeah.
Because I like talking about Star Wars.
We'll go see this again, and we'll just talk about it again.
Okay. We'll think of something else.
All right, well, I'm Sean.
And I'm Sarah.
And thanks for listening to this special Pew Pew edition of My Future Has Been Facebook podcast.
Still saying it wrong. Pew Pew!
Adios!